It was an idea and then a vision that came from the minds of Senator Ted Stevens and Mayor John Williams and a host of other civic and community leaders here on the peninsula that we could locate a Challenger Learning Center for all of Alaska right here in our backyard, and that maybe a young person there at the Challenger Center during a mission would get so inspired that someday she would go into space. And that is exactly what we're talking to today. Tess Caswell, who was the first one to accomplish that dream. And now she's back home. She's sharing the dream here at the Solana Creek Park, where it's Progress Days. And Tess, you are officially the spacewalk engineer for NASA?
That's correct. I plan out spacewalks and I teach astronauts how to do them.
Now, give me the story from that day at the Challenger Learning Center to where you are today.
So when I first got excited about space, the Challenger Learning Center didn't even exist yet. They were in the process of building and fundraising for it. And I actually was inspired by Matt Boyle at Cay Beach Elementary. He was my fifth grade teacher. And he had a picture of a space shuttle in his classroom. And it fascinated me. And I became pretty much obsessed with space. My parents knew that the Challenger Center was being built at that time. So they got in touch with the board, and they got me involved with fundraising activities. I got to meet some astronauts, helped the Challenger Center at some of their events by being a kid who was excited about space, and I've just volunteered with them from there on out ever since.
You know, a lot of parents and a lot of kids think, I live in Soldotna. Those type of dreams are beyond my reach. What would you say to those young people or those parents who really doubt that their kids can become an astronaut?
You can do anything if you're excited about it and you're willing to put in the work to get there. Even if you come from a tiny town in Alaska, there's always a path. So you can have big dreams and lay out a path to get there and follow it, and you'll get there.
Now, we say science, technology, engineering, and math, and the kid says, that's hard. That's a lot of work.
It is hard, but when you're excited about it, you're willing to put in the work to do it. So that's why it's important to do something that you're excited about.
And it's things like the Challenger that cause that excitement?
Exactly. It shows you where the stuff like the math and the science goes in the long run. Because when you're a kid, you're learning the foundations. And you need those foundations to get to something like building a rocket. But you can't start with building a rocket because you have to know how to do algebra first.
Now, you work with the spacewalk, you do the planning. What type of experience have you personally had in order to plan and teach the astronauts what's going to be in store for them in outer space?
So I have a mechanical engineering degree from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, which I highly recommend as a place to learn engineering from. From there, I went and worked in mission control at NASA. So sitting in the control center, pushing the buttons that keep the space station flying while the astronauts are doing science. Then I decided I wanted to learn about geology. So I went back to school, learned about geology, and now I'm bringing those two things together to help plan spacewalks on the moon at NASA. So it takes the spaceflight operations, the actual commanding and planning and things like that, and ties it in with geology. How do you actually land on the moon, plan out a spacewalk to find the right rocks to answer the science questions that we want to answer about the moon? So it's those two things together, engineering and geology.
Sounds pretty complicated.
It's pretty fun.
Now that you are living the dream that you had as a young girl here in Soldotna, what does the future hold for Tess Caswell?
Right now, I'm really excited about being part of the Artemis missions to land people on the moon again and to plan out those spacewalks where we're going to answer new questions about the moon and learn new things about the moon. And maybe someday I'll get to go there myself. That's, you know, fingers crossed. That's the pie in the sky dream for me. But we'll see. In the meantime, I'm just enjoying being part of the program.
So planning the walks, you'd actually like to do one of the walks yourself?
Oh, I would love to stand on the moon myself and do some geology on the moon and pick up some moon rocks myself. But we'll see what happens.
Tess, thanks for coming home. Thanks for sharing your dream and inspiring other young people with similar dreams. Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Get passionate and excited about it because it can be fun, right, Tess?
Absolutely. It starts off hard, but in the end, you get to do these incredible things like maybe walk on the moon someday. It's worth it.
Thank you. I'm Errol Sikorski, returning you to that Dream Today sound of KSRM.